Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Coffee with Jesus. I'm your host, Todd Ubley. The mission of Coffee with Jesus is to provide hope and comfort and encouragement to strengthen our brothers and sisters in Christ. While we are on a hiatus for the summer right now, I have noticed all around me, friends, family, coworkers, social media, a lot of anxiety in just among people in general. And it's really not a surprise. Inflation keeps climbing. The rate of inflation keeps climbing. Store shelves are getting empty again. And there's a lot of talk about a recession in the economy. There's a lot of things to induce anxiety. And so, even though we've taken a break for the summer, I felt the need to put out a special episode to try to reassure people. I suppose it's no coincidence that just recently, one of my Facebook memories was a video that I had released before the podcast had even started. Some of you may have heard me share in the past how before the Coffee with Jesus podcast had started, I felt God calling me to make a video and to release it on the Facebook page that was at the time called Coffee with Jesus. I'm a little embarrassed to admit that when God first called me to produce and release this video, I said no, no way, not gonna do it. Fortunately, God was both patient and persistent. And eventually, I submitted to his will. And I prepared a short, it's only about 5 minutes, a short video. And I released it on my Facebook page. And the response was overwhelming. That's what showed me just the tremendous hunger for comfort out there. And I'm noticing again, 2 years later, this tremendous hunger for comfort out there. This increase in anxiety, this need for encouragement, this need to strengthen our brothers and sisters. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I would like to do in this special episode is share the audio from this particular video. Now, I should tell you all up front, this video was recorded in my backyard with my iPhone. So there's going to be some background noise. The audio is not that great. But I hope that you can at least see past that, or as it were, hear past that, and just listen to the message being portrayed. And please know that no matter how much anxiety you are feeling, God has got your back.
Hello, my name is Todd Ubley. I'm the author of Coffee with Jesus. And I wanted to share a few things with you, things that I've been thinking about the last several days. 2020 has been a very difficult year for a lot of people. Globally, we have a pandemic. We had an entire continent on fire. We got murder hornets. And individually, I know a lot of people are hurting as well. People have lost their jobs. People have lost friends, family, loved ones. People are worried about being able to buy food. They're worried about losing their job. Some people are worried about going to work. Not everybody can work remotely or work from home. There's a lot of fear, a lot of apprehension. It can be really difficult when we're going through a battle in life to see the outcome, to see the victory that we are going to have. A lot of times it's really hard to see outside of what we are going through. Now, for example, one time when I was in Afghanistan, and I was in a literal battle, if you will, my base was being attacked 13 times throughout the evening. Getting hit every few days, once or twice, was not so unusual. I'm a little ashamed to admit I didn't always go to the bunker like I should have. This particular time, though, I went to the bunker. And my buddies and I could not see what was going on outside of that bunker. We heard the alarm, we heard the whistling, we heard the explosions, but we couldn't see everything that was going on. But there were people who could see everything that was going on. We actually used blimps. Believe it or not, the military still uses blimps. They would send the blimps up in the air, and the blimps had cameras, and they could locate where the enemy was launching their attacks from. Then they would send out a quick reaction force who would take care of the enemy for us. So even though we couldn't see it, people were out fighting for us. Some people could see the big picture, and they would direct those to go out and fight for us. When you're going through life's battles, you can't always see what's outside of your own little bunker. But God can. He's got the bird's eye view of everything. And not only does God see everything that's going on, He's sending His angels out to fight for you as well. One time, when Israel was under attack by the Arameans, Elisha was with his servant, and they were surrounded, and his servant was really scared. Elisha told his servant, "It's okay, it's okay. The enemy is outnumbered." But his servant couldn't see. So in 2 Kings 6:17, Elisha prayed for his servant's eyes to be opened. And then his servant could see the fiery chariots. He could see the angels that were surrounding the enemy. Just like Elisha, God is fighting for us. Just like when I was in that bunker, God can see everything that's going on, and He can send His own little quick reaction force. I know it's really, really hard when you're in the thick of it. It's hard to know what else is going on. It's hard to see or even feel God sometimes. But I promise you, God is there. God's got your back. I know it seems like things are never going to end, but they will end. That evening in Afghanistan, it ended. I made it through. I promise that you are going to make it through as well. You just need to hang in there for a little while longer. God is fighting for you even as we speak. God has given you the victory even as we speak. Just hang in there for a little while longer. God is fighting for you. God is taking care of you. God has got your back, and I promise God will take care of you. Just hang in there. Know that people are pulling for you. Know that God is fighting for you. And know that people are praying for you as well. Just hang in there a little longer, and you're going to make it. I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I would like to apologize for the quality of the audio. But that being said, I do hope that you at least found the message comforting and encouraging. Please know that even 2 years later, God has got your back. Even though it seems like things are not improving, God is still in control. God is still looking out for you. God will provide for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, it's going to be okay. We will get through this. And while we are going through this, while we are in the midst of the storm, while we are walking down the aisles of the store and looking at those bare shelves, while prices on food keep going up and up and up, please know that God is with you. God is right there with you. God has got your back. He will take you up out of that miry clay and plant your feet firmly on that rock. He will take care of you. He will provide for you. Ladies and gentlemen, God has got you're back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And God bless.